This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey everybody, it is I, Nicholas Black, and you're listening to episode 39 of Goth Geek Podcast. Or is it the Goth Geek Podcast? Not really sure. Regardless, on this episode, we're going to discuss corporate goth geek. What does that mean? Like the dress code, when you have to like work in the corporate world and that culture, as well as things like tattoos in that culture, and how it's changed, and yeah. I think that's what the topic's going to be. Plus, God knows what else I'm going to be rambling on about. But first, as always, before we get into all that fun stuff, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at The Goth Geek. Check out our Etsy shop by simply going to gothgeek.net, where we have tons of cool posters, jewelry, coffin dice sets, dice trays, all sorts of cool geek, goth stuff. Where it has tons of free shipping on everything, so we ship all over the United States. So check that stuff out, and on with the show. So it's been a while since we've recorded an episode. I do apologize for that. It's just been kind of one of those crazy times. We were at Steampunk Convention, Wild Wild West Steampunk Con in Tucson, Arizona. Man, I'm not good at pausing correctly at that. Try that again. Wild Wild West Steampunk Convention in Tucson, Arizona. There we go. In early March. So that took a lot of our time. And then we were kind of recuperating from that. And then we have other shows that we're getting ready for. In-person shows as the world kind of reopens back up. And whatnot. But, lots have been going on. We had the new Batman movie that came out, and I really don't have an opinion on that one. I haven't seen it, and from what I've heard, it's good but weird, and I don't have any fucks to give, to be honest. I like Batman. I'm a fan of Batman. I'm a Tim Burton Batman fan. That was what I grew up with, like 1989, I was 9 or 10 years old, and so that was like, that was the epitome of Batman for me. So yeah, the Nolan Batman movies were good as well. We don't talk about the other ones, the weird sequel ones with Val Kilmer and George Clooney, and yeah, those were horrible. But the Tim Burton ones, those were good. Those were my Batman movies. But I've heard good things, but it's a little weird because it's kind of an alternate universe considering we still have Ben Affleck as Batman, kind of. So, but yeah, so that's been happening, I guess, came out. But what I really wanted to talk about today was being a goth geek in the corporate world. Kind of an interesting, ever-changing situation in with that. When I was younger, I worked in the cell phone industry, and that was a very corporate industry. And what I mean by that is you had to dress a certain way. You always had to wear a tie for men or people who identified as male. You always had to wear a tie and dress shirt, slacks. Didn't matter if you were a manager, salesperson, customer service. If you were dealing with the public, you had to dress a certain way. Same thing with females, people who identify as female, they had to dress a certain way, blouses, dresses, pantsuits, things like that. And so you couldn't show tattoos. You couldn't have piercings that were bigger than like your normal, like 22 gauge, 24 gauge. And so you couldn't really show any individuality beyond, you know, you could dress, you know, I would wear dark red, dress shirts. And, you could show individuality in certain ways, but you still had to dress very nice, I guess is how I should put that. You could still show your individuality. You could be corporate goth, basically, which is a very real thing. And it was fun, you know, it's nice to dress up. But you couldn't show tattoos, which was a issue as I got more and more tattoos. Men, and I'm just going to keep saying men, but this includes all people who identify as male, or masculine. You couldn't wear nail polish. You couldn't wear makeup, which was a problem. And so it was really annoying because it shouldn't affect how you deal with the public. It shouldn't affect how you deal with customers or how you do your job. It's a stupid fucking rule. I was in the industry for 6 years, and no matter where I went, those rules were the same. Even when those rules changed, like sometimes they would have special events for a certain phone was coming out or a certain special promo was happening. Then, you know, they would set up special shirts for the store that you could wear. I worked in tech support mostly, in-person tech support. Which that job is no longer around. Now it's all sales because that's all they fucking care about these days. But regardless, even when they did offer those things where they sent out t-shirts or something, if you had tattoos on your arms, you couldn't wear that t-shirt. You still had to dress in a tie and, you know, button up or a blouse and, you know, so forth and so forth. It was really fucking stupid. On theme days, if they ever had one, like sports day or some bullshit, same thing. If you had tattoos, if you had, you know, piercings, if you had anything like that, you could not show that stuff. Fast forward to now, and lo and behold, that whole industry has changed for the better. Now you go into a Verizon wireless store, corporate store, and they're wearing t-shirts that just say like 4G on them or 5G or whatever the fuck it is now. Maybe the Verizon motto or something, and you know, they're t-shirts and there's tattoos showing, and it's fucking great because corporate America has progressed finally with all this, and being a goth geek in corporate America has gotten a little easier in certain regards because you can show off these things that make you a little bit different. And I'm not saying these are just goth and geek issues. People have tattoos that are definitely not goth geek, identify as goth geeks, or that have piercings or anything like that. But there are definitely issues that goth geeks have a lot of troubles with. Especially like the nail polish one. Like that, I always thought was fucking stupid as fuck. Why can't a guy wear nail polish? Like, what the fuck is the issue with that? Especially considering, like, I'm one of those guys. Like, I don't know if you're one of those people out there. And it's not just, when I say guys, I mean anybody. Male, female, non-binary. But I'm one of those people that I can take a shower, clean my nails, take two steps away from the bathroom, and I will fucking have dirt under my nails without touching a goddamn thing. Like, I'm kind of exaggerating, but I'm kind of not. Like, it's that bad. And it's a constant problem. And I basically have to keep my nails cut to, like, basically non-existent to keep dirt from existing or keep them painted so I don't have to worry about it, like, showing up. It has been a constant struggle for me. And wearing nail polish has always been a way of, you know, making my life easier. And also, I think it just looks nice on me. But, yeah, you can't wear nail polish, you know, in most, or at least you couldn't. Wear nail polish as a male in most work environments, especially in the corporate world, but really anywhere. But again, that has changed drastically for the better. It's really something that I'm very happy to see. Something that younger baby bats, goths, and younger geeks and punks and out there and emo kids and whatnot may not have to be dealing with as much. And I'm happy for them that they don't have to deal with that struggle, because it was a fucking struggle to deal with that shit. Not being able to wear makeup. Because, again, sometimes you just want to fucking wear makeup. Sometimes you want to paint your nails. Sometimes you want to show off your fucking tattoos. But I have noticed that tattoos are still kind of one of those things where it's getting better, but it's also really depending on the company and the job and where you're at. Like right now, my current day job, they don't care, which was awesome. Because, yeah, but I know other places that do. They still very much do care about that kind of thing, about image, and they have this archaic view on tattoos and piercings. And it's just really stupid. It's a really outdated... Oh, if you just heard a weird noise in the background there, that was probably my computer turning off. Great. Anyways, so this was it's just a dumb thing. I don't understand it. Corporate America needs to change completely. Tattoos have been a thing. Piercings have been a thing for hundreds, thousands of years at this point. People wearing makeup, men and women. Again, it's not a new thing. I don't understand this. But it's getting better. And I'm glad to see that it's getting better. I'm glad to see the dress codes are getting more lax, because corporate America is realizing that you don't have to dress a certain way and cover up certain things to do a goddamn job. To do tech support, or do hell, to be a CEO even, or any fucking shit. I mean, to be a doctor, to be a nurse, any of that goddamn shit. You don't have to be normal looking. You can be badass like hell. I prefer it. Like, if I have a nurse that has hot pink hair or bright blue hair and a couple of tattoos, I'm probably going to be happier to deal with them than with somebody who's normal looking or older looking. Because I'm going to assume that they might have prejudice against me with my tattoos. And that's just because of how we're treated. People who dress differently are treated differently by people who look normal. And so that's a prejudice on my end. Yeah, so it's one of those things where I really wish, and I'm glad to see it's happening, but I really wish all of corporate America was getting to that level where everybody could do that. I do know that a lot of hospitals are getting lax on that, especially currently with the situations with the shortages on medical staff. And other corporate areas are doing the same thing. But getting back to what another topic I wanted to discuss was tattoos. This is something I've wanted to talk about for a while. Because they are a big part of society in general. They're also a big part of goth geek society. I myself have a ton of tattoos that range from everything, from like, I have a death, female version of death on my arm. And then I also have a pentagram. I have anime symbols, an Invader Zim symbol. so I have very goth and very geek tattoos. And I feel like a lot of goth geeks probably do. And I love it. I think tattoos are awesome. And I really think that they should be more celebrated, I think. So let's dig into a little bit more into tattoos and the goth geek goth geekery of tattoos, I guess. The first thing is, of course, you don't have to be, again, I keep saying this, but you don't have to be a goth or a geek to have tattoos, just like piercings and then all this other stuff I've been discussing. You don't, obviously. People have tattoos that are not into any of this stuff. People have tattoos for lots of different reasons. People have tattoos for, you know, reasons that are personal, that range from all sorts of things. I'm not going to get into all that. But what I do want to say is that tattoos have been around for a really long time. They go all the way back to Tatao, I believe is how you pronounce it. Looking at... and actually, the oldest... human evidence, or the oldest evidence of human tattoos, is believed to be from between the years 3370. What the hell? I'm reading something off the web, online right now, because to be honest, as much as I love tattoos, I don't know the full history. Like, I know about tattoo, and that's like, basically where they take a giant freaking needle and a fucking stick and basically slowly beat the ink into you. It's a very slow version. And it's a very, I'd say, ancient version. A lot of Pacific Islanders, I believe, did this. A lot of Native people have tattoos like this, had tattoos like this. And so that's what I do know of. Pardon me. But I don't really know a lot of the history of tattoos, but I do love tattoos. I have a ton of them. I listed only a few of my favorites, but, my entire left arm is full of tattoos. My right leg, I'm getting some on my right arm, my chest, my back. I'm getting quite a few. but let's try this again, shall we? Don't you just love this behind the scenes crap? Like, this podcast is just so fucking professional. Yeah, that's us, Goth Geek Podcast. Super fucking professional. All right, so tattoos. The oldest evidence of tattoos on humans is believed to be from between the year 3370 BC and 3100 BC. So, like, they've been around for a really fucking long time. I mean, think about that. Really long time. Why do we have issues with this shit? Why do corporations have issues with tattoos? They've been part of our society for thousands of years. And all parts of society. This isn't just a Western society or Eastern society or, you know, all different societies have had tattoos in their cultures. Egypt, China, ancient Samoa. It's been, you know, just a part of our culture. And it's just, I know it's because cultures change, and that's really what it comes down to. It's really down to how different cultures view things. And at some point in the Victorian era, tattoos were kind of frowned upon. And basically, the only people that really got tattoos were people, like, sailors was really the thing. You know, people traveled, people in the military got tattoos. And then people of, like, ill repute. Repute? Oh, my God. Repute. I can't even fucking talk. I shouldn't try to use big words. Fuck. But anyways, people who, you know, ne'er-do-wells, there we go. We'll try that old word. You know, were considered, you know, people who had tattoos. People who weren't good. Bad people. Back, especially the 1930s, 1940s, that was definitely a common thing. Sailors and whatnot. God dang it, I keep having to clear my throat. And I'm sure that's just fun to listen to on a goddamn microphone. All right. Now that we've tried to get that taken care of. But yeah, so 1930s, 1940s, sailors, even the 1950s and whatnot. So I'm not sure why this stuck. Like, we're talking about 50 or 60 years here. I mean, I know my father, who was in the Navy, did not have tattoos, but he was very against tattoos because he came from that kind of society, from that kind of mindset, that, you know, tattoos were something to be frowned upon, that, you know, criminals have tattoos, not respectable people, members of society. And so it just really pisses me off that this has become that this is still an issue, that we still have this problem with something that's just been around for so goddamn long. And there's so many really cool things now with tattoos, with new technology. I mean, you've got the blacklight tattoos, where they're basically invisible, and only show up when you put a blacklight to them, which are really cool. Those have been around for a few years now, and they only last for a few years though too. They're not like real tattoos where they're permanent. The black light ink fades, comes out of the skin eventually. I've had a few friends who've had those tattoos, and they're fucking wicked to see. There's the raised tattoos, where there's like microdermal implants mixed with an ink image. Then there's like things that aren't even tattoos anymore. Like there's branding that's become a newer thing or bigger thing. Scarring. There's been advances in like the ink qualities. Like I had one tattoo artist who swore by, he would only get this one kind of black ink from Japan. Like he swore by it. You know, that's just the way it is. That's, you know, they just, you don't really think about it because tattoos are, you think, oh, it's a needle and it's ink. But there have been a lot of headway with some of the technology, newer guns, newer needles, things that go, that make it less painful. There's numbing creams out there that can be used. There's inks that last longer, that stay brighter longer, that work better for certain shading and things like that. And then, of course, you just have all the wonderful, I mean, just go on Google and look up geek tattoo or goth tattoo. And you'll just see some really cool, awesome tattoos. Things from Star Wars, Disney, Star Trek, anime. I can't even list all the different fucking things. If there's a culture for it, if there's a fucking fandom for it, you'll find it. If there's been fan fiction for it, you might find it. A tattoo of it. Like, that's how broad it is. It's like cosplay, the crazy awesome combinations of tattoos that are out there. I I don't know how good this microphone is, but you might be able to hear ambulance or fire trucks in the distance. I don't actually have a podcast booth or anything. This is, as I've said earlier, this is not super professional. I don't have a space for any of this, so I just kind of try to make it as quiet as possible and cross my fingers because the neighborhood I live in is just super fucking safe. Anyways, more, you know, behind the scenes. But I implore you, if you don't have tattoos yourself and you've ever judged anybody because of their tattoos, because, I mean, there are plenty of goth geeks out there who don't have tattoos, and that's fine. That's super okay. You don't have to have tattoos. I don't judge anybody for not having tattoos. It's a permanent fucking thing. It's a life choice. They don't go away. If they're done right, they're with you forever. But if you don't have tattoos and you don't understand why someone would get one, I definitely implore you to look to Google these things, because they are amazing. There are some gorgeous artwork out there that are on flesh. I mean, I personally, you know, have an anime symbol on one of my arms that is unique because it's two different anime characters combined, or two anime character symbols combined. You know, I mentioned an Invader Zim symbol, a tattoo that I have, but I made it unique because I decided I let the tattoo artist get creative because I wanted him to have fun with it. All I cared about was having the symbol, the Yurkin military symbol, on my leg. And so, the artist decided to go with like a really cool, like lava, broken rock lava look. And it's awesome looking. Like, it's unique. It's not just your basic black or black on red or whatever symbol that you could normally see anywhere or from the cartoon or anything like that. And that's what I love about tattoos in general, is that you can get unique combinations, kind of like cosplay again, because people do that all the time, where they do a steampunk Mario, or they do a warrior Disney princess, or you know, whatever. They do a cosplay of two different characters or two different worlds. You can do the same exact thing with tattoos. And a lot of times tattoo artists love to get creative, and so they love your ideas, and love to do that. My wife and I both have a tattoo parlor that we love to go to every year, and unfortunately due to COVID, we have not been able to go to, but we usually go every year and get new tattoos, just because that is something that of a tradition and that we love to do. So I implore you, again, if you don't have tattoos, if you don't understand why anybody would get a tattoo, look them up. If you have tattoos and you do understand, still look them up, because I think it's just fun to look at. There are so many cool, like I said, gothy, geeky, punk, weird, awesome tattoos out there. And there's just really creative things that people do. Some of the blacklight ones are really awesome, just because they combine the blacklight ink with regular tattoos. So you get a regular tattoo, but then you put a blacklight over it and it changes the whole thing. It adds a more depth to it. So yeah, I definitely recommend Googling tattoos, Googling geek tattoos or goth tattoos, or goth geek tattoos, because it will not waste your time. It really won't. But we also wanted to touch on piercings. I think piercings are also something that the appearance of piercings doesn't affect anything. It doesn't affect your job. Unless, of course, your job is something where, like, you could get caught on something, that I completely understand. But in corporate America, that's really minimal. That risk is really not there. So I don't understand it. I've been told to take out my piercings, and all I have is fucking ear piercings. And they're not even gauged anymore. I used to, when I was younger, I was gauging my ears, and getting them up there. I think I was at a 6 at one point. Maybe a 4. Somewhere around there. I was getting up there. But then I ended up having to take them out for something. Took them out for a full day, and they shrank. And yeah, never got them back to where I wanted them. So I don't get it. Sorry for the long pause there. It fucking frustrates me that the world is like this. It shouldn't be. Piercings, as long as they're not going to endanger the person, because you don't want them snagging on something, you know, you don't want your, a mechanic or air conditioner repair person, or I don't even know, like any kind of job that involves you being around machinery basically, or, you know, around things that could get snagged. Fuck that. Oh, makes me cringe just thinking about it. Yeah. Don't want those things getting ripped out. Basically, not good. So that was, I understand, but that's a safety thing. But if you're in a sales job, if you're in a corporate job, an office job, if you're working at a doctor's office, unless you're around an x-ray machine, of course, it shouldn't be an issue. It really shouldn't. X-ray. Piercings should not be a problem. I don't understand it. America needs to get, America and the world really fucking needs to get over it. It's not that big of a deal. Piercings have been around, again, for a long ass fucking time. I'm not gonna fucking look it up online, because that was a clusterfuck just now, me trying to look up tattoos. But they've been around for a long time. Plenty of cultures have had piercings and body modifications and the whatnot. So you should just get over it, corporate America. Get over it. And I know we're getting there, slowly but surely. But I know it's still a problem. And I don't know. At this point, this episode is mostly about ranting. about tattoos and piercings. Great way of coming back after like a month and a half. Oh my goodness. But yeah, again, going back to tattoos, definitely look them up. There's some really cool ones. Heck, look up piercings too. There are some really wicked piercings out there. Some of you people out there who have piercings in crazy places are brave, and I give you super props, because I couldn't. So kudos to all of you out there who have piercings in just random places. Like, I can't even think of, like, genitalia and the people who'd, like, have the crazy back piercings that hang. And I say crazy in a good way. Like, kudos to you. Like, seriously, bravo. No kink shaming or no lifestyle shaming, not at all. Like, that's awesome. You're a much braver person than I am. I barely could get my ears pierced because I don't like needles. Yeah, that's right. I don't like needles. Yeah, I have a ton of tattoos and I have 2 piercings. But that's also kind of common. A lot of people I've met who have tattoos don't like needles. That's a whole different other issue. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, I think we're going to cut this episode here. It's been a weird one. But hopefully you've enjoyed it, listening to me ramble about corporate America and being a goth geek with tattoos, piercings, dress codes. should be able to dress the way you want. You should be able to wear nail polish, male or female. You should be able to wear black nail polish. That was another thing that always pissed me off, is that they always would say you couldn't wear black nail polish for when they were talking about female women. Because, what, it was too dark? What the fuck does that matter? It's just dumb shit. Do you work in an office or some corporate place? Work at a sales floor where they have dumb rules like that? Or have the rules changed? Are they lenient where you're at? Do they let you wear what you want? Let me know. Send me comments. Send me a DM. I would love to hear from you guys. Do you get to dress how you want in your current job? Do you get to show off your goth geekiness with your cool tattoos? Or hell, do you get to dress how you want? Well, like your cool, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas t-shirts or Star Wars t-shirts or It t-shirts or you know. Or hell, maybe you like to wear dress corporate, because corporate goth is a pretty badass thing too. That was definitely a subtype of the goth subculture, like skater goth and punk goth and all those. Corp goth was definitely one of them. So maybe you like to dress corporate goth, but then again, that could cause issues too, because you know, depending on how far you go with that, your supervisors may not agree with that too. I've seen that happen as well. Anyways, I'm still rambling. So let me know what you guys think. Do you have tattoos also? Let me know about that. Do you have tattoos that you want to talk about? What's your favorite tattoo? What was your first tattoo? I got my first tattoo at 25. Talk about a late starter. And I got it like one of the worst places to get your first tattoo. The guy told me later, I almost passed out. Yeah. Because it was in a fucking horrible place. It was bad. Every tattoo since has never been as bad as that one. Like, that was like fire. But yeah, do you have tattoos? And what was your first one? Let me know. Send me a message, DM, comment. Like and subscribe. Thanks for listening. Bye.